Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is accepting nominations for its Rancher of the Year Award. This award is given to a cattleman, cattlewoman, or operation that embodies the ranching spirit and work ethic in North Dakota. Nominees must be current members of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association in good standing. Nominations are due April 1st. Contact North Dakota Stockmen's Association Executive Vice President Julie Ellingson at 701-223-2522 for more information. North Dakota landowners interested in posting private land electronically for the 2023-2024 hunting season can do so on the North Dakota Game and Fish Department website, www.gf.nd.gov. The deadline for landowners to electronically post land is July 1st, which will allow the agency to produce print materials and digital content prior to the hunting seasons that begin in August. Land posted during the 2023 enrollment period will go into effect August 1st and extend through July 31st, 2024. Landowners who electronically posted their land last year can renew, add, or modify posting designations during the enrollment period. Others posting for the first time might need to create a profile. To post land, proceed to the land parcels/electronic posting section at the bottom of the page and click search/renew land parcels. The electronic posting system is linked to land descriptions based on county tax parcel information. Land can be posted with physical signs and/or electronically. Lands may not be added, but may be turned off or designated as not posted after the deadline. The print materials will not reflect these changes and digital content may not reflect immediately. Legislators are hard at work and there are less than 30 days left in the 68th North Dakota Legislative Assembly. So far, it has been a mostly positive session for the state's cattle industry, particularly in the livestock development arena, with far more wins than losses. Lawmakers will soon be moving into the third phase of the session, with conference committees scheduled to begin soon. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been present every day since it started, monitoring issues that will impact producers' business and bottom line. Members can stay on top of what's happening at the Capitol through the NDSA's weekly legislative ledger, which is issued via email each Friday. Speaking of email, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association is encouraging members to keep their email up to date with the association in order to stay in touch with what is happening in the industry. If you are a North Dakota Stockmen's member and do not have an email on file or aren't sure if your current email is on file, contact our office at 701-223-2522 or ndsa@ndstockmen.org. Each year, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association coordinates an all-breeds cattle tour to showcase seed stock producers from different regions of the state. This year, the tour moves to the southeast portion of North Dakota. Those interested in hosting a tour stop are invited to attend a preliminary planning meeting April 27th at 6 p.m. Central Time at the Ransom County Courthouse in Lisbon. Among other things, attendees will discuss tour dates, a potential tour route, possible hosts, and a headquarters location. For conference call or Zoom instructions, or more information about the tour, contact NDSA's Special Projects intern, Jade Koski, at 701-400-7088 or jkoski@northdakotastockmen.org. For 93 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham, signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.